So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Did you realize that an average person consumes only 1.4 cups of vegetables per day? That's right, you heard me. Only 1.4 cups. We're supposed to consume at least 7 to get our daily minerals and vitamins. Vegetables also supply phytonutrients as well as beta carotene and thousands of plant-based chemicals that give us many added health benefits. To fulfill this missing requirement, Dr. Berg has developed Veggie Solution. Veggie Solution is a high-quality greens powder that allows you to easily get your recommended amount of greens every single day. Just 2 delicious scoops gives you an equivalent of 6 cups of greens at only 69 cents per scoop. That's less than a dollar for 6 cups of greens. Dr. Berg's Veggie Solution is a complete protein, highly digestible, low carb, keto friendly, with tons of omega-3s and absolutely no sugar. Dr. Berg feels it's important that everyone gets their vegetables, and made this product cost-effective too. Veggie Solution comes in original and in a raspberry lemon flavor. Go to shop.drberg.com to get yours today.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Did you realize that there's a third function of your immune system? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. The immune system helps you fight pathogens. It also helps you kill cancer and tumor cells. But it's also involved in a third function, and that would be wound healing. Now, this goes beyond inflammation. And there's a cell that you have called macrophages. And a macrophage means big cell that eats. And it's one of the first lines of defense against infections.
Please put down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
So it's kind of like a guard that waits for some pathogen to invade the body, and then it will just go after and eat it up. There's another phagocyte called neutrophils. Now, the neutrophils are really like the main front line of defense, and then you have the macrophage that actually will back them up, but they both tend to work together. Now, when you have acute inflammation, like let's say a new injury or an infection, that would be the neutrophils that jump in there and do their job. But when we get into chronic inflammation, then we're talking about the macrophages, because even the macrophages will eat up the dead neutrophils. And they're more involved in the chronic type inflammatory condition. So any condition that has an itis at the end of it, like bursitis, tendonitis, arthritis, ileitis, and the list goes on and on and on, the macrophage is involved with that. So there's so many different conditions that involve inflammation, which basically brings the blood and brings other things to the area for healing. So what happens when you have inflammation in various organs, whether it's the liver, the kidneys, the tendon, the muscles, the arteries, or the colon, that inflammation can then turn into scar tissue. So you have two different things. You have the normal healing cycle, then you have something called pathogenic inflammation or pathogenic wound healing. And now that you have this tissue that's permanent, that doesn't allow oxygen to go into it, and it becomes dysfunctional. And the more of that tissue you have, the more chronic inflammation you're going to have. And the more free radical damage you're going to have, and then you're also going to have a lack of function in that area. So the macrophage is involved with wound healing, whether it's normal or pathogenic. Every time you work out at the gym and you damage your muscles, the macrophage will come in there and help repair the muscle. It brings in certain growth factors for regeneration. And the macrophage, which is a white blood cell, actually will eat up the damaged tissue. And it'll also bring in growth factors and fibrin, which actually forms the scar tissue matrix. And it's stimulated with hypoxia or lack of oxygen. So that's a trigger to recruit these macrophages. What is the significance of this? How am I going to use this information? Well, the same nutrition that supports the white blood cells for immune protection is the same nutrition that you would use to support wound healing. So let me give you an example. Ulcers, the remedy for that would be zinc, because zinc will stimulate the macrophages to help heal ulcers. Okay, so that would be one example. Another example would be vitamin D. Vitamin D is essential for your immune system to prevent excessive amounts of overreaction or inflammation. So if you have some type of condition where you have chronic inflammation, whether it's in the nervous system or the joints or wherever, so you'd want to take vitamin D to support that macrophage. All right, here's another thing you can do. There's this transition from inflammation to scar tissue. And it just so happens that tocotrienols, which is a very specific type of vitamin E, will slow down that process. And really what it's doing, it's actually helping support the macrophage in slowing down the release of that fibrous scar tissue. So it basically stops these immune cells from producing too much, excessive amounts of scar tissue. Now that could be in the lung, that can be in your liver, that can be in your arteries, that can be in the colon, that can actually be high levels of iron because you have too much, you're taking too much iron. It could be an infection, some type of microbe that's doing it. It can be too much calcium in your body, in which case you would need vitamin K2 to extract it, or it could be too much glucose. Glucose or sugar actually depletes antioxidants, and it destroys the vascular system to different tissues. It's a huge oxidizer that then causes a lot of free radical damage. So, of course, what I'm saying is get on a keto diet if you're not already on one. And then the last thing that really creates a lot of inflammatory condition would be omega-6 fatty acids, the soy oil, the canola oil, the corn oils, all the vegetable oils create a lot of oxidation, which then creates a lot of damage. And what's happening inside the body is you're creating these wounds inside the arteries, inside the liver, inside your tendons, and the macrophages come in there and try to heal it. But if you don't get rid of the trigger or provide the right nutrients, it develops into this excessive chronic inflammatory scar tissue situation where your body just can't heal. So we have tocotrienols, zinc, vitamin D are essential, but also fasting. So fasting is very, very powerful to not only slow down inflammation, but to help stimulate your macrophages into cleaning up all the damaged proteins that have developed from the scar tissue. All right, guys, thanks for watching. And if you haven't seen my video on the immune system, I put a link down below. Check it out. Before you go, if you have a question about a product, or you're new to keto and you want to know how to begin keto, or you're on keto and you need a debug because it's not going as smooth, I have a keto consultant standing by to help you. This is just for the people in the US. Hopefully in the future we'll be able to answer everyone's call, but I put the number down below so you can call and get some help. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.